But it was brought to my attention by somebody that Sam Cosmi was on with B. Mitch and Finley yesterday. And Cosmi was asked about Cliff's offense, and they were talking about Cliff's departure extensively, you know, at a different points in time. And this was part of that conversation where I don't have my phone on me, by the way. Darius just told me to check my text message. My phone's in the room where you are.
Oh, it was over there before.
But at least we have these microphones that you could talk
microphone
to me
glass.
On. Yeah. What would you like to tell me?
That's so funny. I just looked over and saw your phone over here.
Yeah.
That's so terrible.
You won't text him. Radio.
No, at least we don't have a microphone you could talk microphone to me glass. At any point.
What I was trying to tell you was that JP asked.
You won't text me.
I'll text you now.
Yeah. Could you send him a letter?
It's such a normal way to communicate during the show. Just send me a text.
JP asked Cosmi what he thinks the offense needs to look like next year.
Oh, okay.
That's so what
let me tell everyone that real quick. JP asked Cosmi what he thinks the offense should look like next year, according to a text message that I haven't received yet, but that is in my inbox from Dad Dameron.
Grant, I just texted you.
Yeah. Hold on, Darius. Don't play it. I'm going to text you.
Let me just text
you. Will
Grant.
You bring me my phone really quick so I can text Darius to play the audio? If you guys don't mind. Ryan, run my phone in really quickly. Just real, because it's plugged in over there.
Hey, Grant.
And then, can you text Darius? You have your phone?
No, I'll text the chat.
Text
hey, Grant.
Me.
It's Danny.
Yeah, text
from
me.
From the show.
Thank you. Here's Ryan, everybody.
Hey, Ryan.
My phone.
How is it going?
Okay, so let me text Darius.
Send. Did you get my text?
Not yet.
I just sent it. Let me know when you get it.
So the problem is in this studio, we don't always get text really fast.
Oh, it's in the group chat. Did you get mine?
Not yet. Seriously.
Oh, man.
Still nothing. I'm going to send Darius. Play the audio now, if you could.
I'll text him too, just to whoever gets first.
So let him know. Darius. All right, so I'm sending this.
I'll do talk to text.
Darius, play the audio. I sent the text.
Hey, Darius, play the audio.
Yeah, so for me, I think what's crucial is for us to really establish an identity, especially in the run game. I think we showed a lot of potential this last season, you know, and I think there's a lot of things that I think for me, if we're able to key some of the key pieces in the line, that we're going to be probably one of the best on lines in the NFL. And I felt like we were this last season. If they can rely on us in the run game, especially, you know, I think there's some things that we can do that's really special in that category. Like I said, once you establish a run, it opens up so much more play action, you know, and when you have to go drop back pass, you do. But I really want to establish the identity of the run. Like, who are we? You know, that was the biggest thing that, like, I felt that we could have definitely improved on going into next season. You know, you know, whatever. I just want to me personally slow down a little bit with the offense, just to dissect the little things better when it came to on the field. You know, but I mean, it's going to be different now. So
I thought that was super candid.
Yeah.
And I don't know honestly why that isn't a bigger deal or like hasn't gotten more run or why everyone's not talking about those comments. I had not heard anything about them. But somebody texted me and was like, hey, did you hear Cosmi with B. Mitch and Finley? And that's him saying two things there. One, find me an offensive lineman. I'll find you a guy that wants to run the ball more. But he's basically saying he wants the identity of the team to be, you know, ground it and pound it, run the ball. Like, okay, he's an interior lineman. I get that. You expect that. But the last comment there, if you play the very end of that clip, was fascinating. He wants to slow down. They are the fastest operating team that run more plays faster than anybody else. They're never in a huddle. They're almost 80% of the time no huddle. Nobody else in the league is no huddle even 25% of the time. It's not just unique. It is literally they are one of a kind in this regard. And this is a player, this is a captain type, this is a Pro Bowl caliber guard saying he'd like to slow down. He would like to have more time to figure out what the defense is doing between snaps. I found that really, really interesting. Again, text Darius real quick, let him know.
Let me see.
I want to play just the end of that clip here from B. Mitch and Finley.
Talk to text Darius, play the end of the clip from B. Mitch and Finley. Oh, no, it said Finley.
It's Finley. L-A-Y.
F-I-N-L-A-Y.
Ryan Finley, the former quarterback from NC State.
Send.
But I really want to establish the identity of the run. Like, who are we? You know, that was the biggest thing that, like, I felt that we could have definitely improved on going into next season. You know, you know, whatever. I just want to me personally slow down a little bit with the offense, just to dissect the little things better when it came to on the field. But I mean, it's going to be different now. So
that is telling, man,
isn't it?
To dissect things on the field. And if you're Dan Quinn and you're calling people into your office to just get a feel, hey, Sam, how do you feel? What do you think? Hey, Laramie, what do you think? If they're telling you, hey, we want to run it more, or hey, we're too fast, we need to slow down. And that's part of your gripe. That's part of your
data
issue.
Point, yeah.
I mean, I think that matters in some of these exit interviews.
Yeah, as you said, a lineman wanting to run it more, news at 11. I'm all set there. But the slow down part is the, whoa, hold the phone.
Like, because that is the Kingsbury staple.
Yes.
That is basically being like, Cliff does this thing more than anybody else, and I'd like to do less of that.
Yeah.
It's so basically saying, I'd like to try something else that isn't a Cliff thing.
Well, when it works, when you get to the line quick and the defense isn't organized, they've got to go with something vanilla, right? They've got to go with the same call they just had because they don't have time to get everybody lined up, et cetera. But when they kind of have you scouted and you're going fast, you actually put the offense at a disadvantage because now you don't let the quarterback, the center, the guard, the tackles, everybody communicate going, okay, 55 is Mike, so if he rushes, we're sliding this way. No, we're sliding. We're doing loosey, slide protection that way. But if he you lose that ability. Right, to dissect, and that's kind of his point there. If you're dictating when you're going fast, you're at an advantage. When you're not, and they weren't this year. Remember, think of the number of times that Kevin O'Connell is the sort of trump card in this regard. He just invented something where two guys that were not going to play would trot onto the field. The referee stands right in front of Tyler Biadasz going, nope, I'm the letter T. No one gets to move. And they waited 25, 30 seconds, and you lose the ability to have that advantage anymore when you do it this way. So if you're dictating, it's awesome. When you're not, it's a disadvantage.
That should be making the rounds more than it is. You know, you're not getting someone to come out that says they dislike Cliff. It's not going to happen. It's not like Bieniemy where players all over the place were like, anybody got a microphone? I'd like to complain. I've got something to say. Like, I think they really liked the guy. They liked Kingsbury as a dude. They liked the worker and all those things. But that's pretty stark from a leader on the offensive side of the ball. Let's go to Elijah in D.C. wants to hop in on some changes that could be coming for the offense. What's up, Elijah? How are you? Elijah, you there? You're live on the radio.
Oh, I had you on mute, man. Sorry.
Well, that is not the way to do it.
That's right. Yeah.
Yes, not it. Sorry.
You're good. What's up, brother?
I'm with my 4-year-old, so I gotta be quick.
Oh, let's go.
But no, man.
What does your 4-year-old think about the decision?
Is he into it?
She doesn't know. but man, I think they should take the Peyton Manning and Gary Kubiak approach. When Peyton pulled up to Denver, he was primarily a shotgun quarterback. And Gary Kubiak was the one that said, I want to go under center and let's move this play action thing. And I'm just for in a perfect world, I would love to bring them in as consultants for this type of situation, this transition, because I think I loved the Peyton Manning when he was on his way out from Denver. And what I think it allowed him to do is they didn't completely can it. They allowed him to go under center, get a good look, because all the magic was pre-snap. He was able to go under center, then he could back up to shotgun, which now puts a little bit more pressure on the defense. How you standing from the quarterback position, that positioning means everything, and the defense is only keying in on those. So if you get Jaden Daniels naturally rolling out on a play action with his types, with his wheels and what he can do naturally, that's going to put you in a bind defensively.
Agreed.
When he's up under center and then he gives that ball, even think about Kirk when Jay Gruden, I would love to hear y'all pick his brain on this. I love when Jay Gruden was able to get play action for Kirk. And I just think if they can just bring some of those things when Five is getting on his horse and he's moving his legs with a Debo cross in the field, that completely changes the outlook of your offense. You don't have to go as fast, because I always call in and say if Washington was facing a defense that was prepared, who in the defensive coordinator went to all his guys and say, look, I need all of my formations. I need all my guys on the field when I say it's time to go. Only the teams who didn't know how to prepare and wasn't ready on the game day, what Washington was doing, was getting beat. The tempo thing I think is fascinating too.
Appreciate you, Elijah. Thanks for the call, buddy. The tempo part of this is really interesting. It goes back to, I remember having a conversation with, I don't remember if it was Mike or Kyle Shanahan, but it was one of the Shanahans years ago when they were here. And the discussion was basically about, why don't they run tempo more? Like, you preach tempo. It's like your number one used word at the podium. Might have been Kyle. Like, how is it that the game comes And then it's never fast enough for you. It's never, you know, you don't really run no huddle. And at this point, they were having a lot of success, like up-tempo, no huddle. But we would see it like once every couple weeks or something. And the point was, we're not good enough defensively to put them in a bind by going no huddle. Now, that's a little bit antiquated to today's NFL because that's not really the way it's viewed. But Kliff does not really care about that problem. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, your defense be damned. And he was kind of the same way as a head coach. Not to this extreme necessarily, but he was number one still in terms of usage of no huddle, muddle huddle, moving quickly. And if you're Dan Quinn, a defensive minded head coach, you're going, bro, you are killing us. We're not good as it is. We've already got a lot of problems and you're making it harder for me the way that you're operating. And I just don't think that Kliff concerned himself with that as much as maybe Quinn would have wanted. But it's interesting to hear Cosmi come back to that tempo thing.
100%. I mean, again, I don't know how much of a gripe he would have had last year with it, but now when it's not working, it really feels
well. And people
fruitless
say that,
and helpless.
And I'm guilty of this too sometimes, where I go, none of this was a problem when you were 12-5, and that's precisely true. That's the case in life with a lot of things.
No, of course.
And like, you could be doing the exact same thing, and no one's going to care or pick nits at it. Like, you know, stylistically speaking, I can operate in a way, and if we're getting 10 share ratings, it's perfectly fine. Doesn't mean it's the best practice. Doesn't mean it's what I should be doing. If we're getting a 1.5 or a 3 share or whatever, all of a sudden doing the exact same thing, our boss can call me out on it. Hey, you've always gotten here at 1:56 for a 2:00 show. I didn't, I was doing that 2 years ago and we were crushing it. Yeah, and that's why I didn't bother you. But you're not anymore.
Right. And so it's not to dismiss it. It's more to say it's probably especially frustrating when you're doing it, you're losing, and it's not going well. It's probably worse than doing it the regular way, if that makes any sense, where the advantage you had, not only is it gone, but it puts you in a bind. And a player as smart as Cosmi knows that. I think that's kind of the theory there.